You're listening to Portuguese Basic Tips, episode number 35. Hello there, we are back. In Brazil, the Olympics are happening, and there are also happening good and bad things because of it. Well, let's continue studying Portuguese anyway. Welcome back to our Portuguese Basic Tips. This is our episode number 35. I am Marco Salles, and I'm very happy you stayed with me. Become a premium member of this website and get the full transcripts of the episodes, including the ones of Todo Mundo Pod, our entirely in Portuguese podcast. By paying a small monthly amount, you will learn Portuguese faster. Besides, you'll be helping us to keep this website online. Visit todomundopod.com and become a member. Well, today we're going to go over a few ways to use gerund in Portuguese. This kind of verb is used to describe something that is happening at that moment. For instance, eu estou fazendo isso. I am doing it. Have you noticed the end of this verb, endo? This is something similar to the ing in English language. However, in English, it is used in a few more ways, which we don't use in Portuguese. For instance, in Portuguese, we don't start a sentence using gerund. Trying to learn Portuguese is a matter of study. In Portuguese, we'd say tentar. Aprender português é uma questão de estudo. Note that the verb tentar, to try, remained in the infinitive form in this case. Plus, using gerund is a common thing only in Brazil. If you want to go to Portugal, maybe they will classify it as a bad Portuguese. Instead of saying, eu estou fazendo algo, I'm doing something, people in Portugal will say, eu estou a fazer algo. In Brazilian Portuguese, you will always use gerund accompanied by another auxiliary verb. For instance, eu estou escrevendo uma carta. I am writing a letter. Eu ando pensando muito. I am thinking too much. Eu vivo esquecendo as coisas. I keep forgetting things. You can also describe a situation that started in the past. For instance, você andou estudando muito nestes últimos dias. You've been studying a lot the last days. But please pay attention on it. You will never use the situation in the future. Although you may find a Brazilian speaking like that, please do not repeat the phrase as those ones. Eu vou estar enviando. The correct way is eu vou enviar or eu enviarei. I will send it. Eu vou estar ligando. The correct way is eu vou ligar or eu ligarei. Remember, in Brazil, we use gerund to describe a situation that is happening at that moment. Sometimes we can refer to a situation that happened often in the past, but never in the future. To finish this, you should know that we have verbs finishing with ando, endo, and indo. For instance, eu estou olhando para você. I am looking at you. Eu estou vendo você. I'm seeing you. Eu estou assistindo a você. I'm watching you. Okay, that's enough for today. If you have a question, email me to contato@todomundopod.com. Try to write it in Portuguese in order to practice your skills. Eu estou esperando. Remember, you don't need to be perfect. You don't have this obligation. See you next time. Thanks.